Ladies and gentlemen, the secret word tonight is clock.
C-L-O-C-K.
Really?
You bet your life. The more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth Dealers of America present Groucho Marx in You Bet Your Life, the comedy quiz series produced and transcribed from Hollywood. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight, for the very first time on You Bet Your Life, we're going to tell you about what we think is the most beautiful car ever built, the distinguished 1953 DeSoto. This magnificent new DeSoto is now on display at your DeSoto Plymouth dealers. Be sure and listen later in the show for news of the beautiful 1953 DeSoto. And here he is, the one, the only...
Nice fella, knew him well. Oh, that's me! Well, here I am again with $1,000 for one of our couples. If any of them say the secret word, the duck here will come down and pay him $100.
We invited some firemen to the show tonight, and just before we went on the air, our studio audience selected Mr. Robert Reeder. His partner is a woman with an unusual occupation, Mrs. Greta Magnuson Grossman. Folks, would you please come in and meet Groucho Marx?
Well, welcome, welcome. Welcome to your Bet Your Life. Say the secret word and divide $100. It's a common word, something you see every day. Mrs. Greta Grossman, huh?
That's right.
And Mr. Reeder, you're a fireman, huh?
Yes, sir.
Where are you from, there? Smoky Mountain?
Dallas, Texas.
Dallas, Texas, huh? Greta Magnuson, huh? Grossman.
That's right.
Where are you from?
Helsingborg, Sweden.
Could you talk a little louder? I don't think you can.
Helsingborg, Sweden.
Oh, well, that means nothing to me. Where is that?
That's opposite Helsingør, Denmark.
Oh, now I know exactly where it is.
I'm sure you do. Hamlet was born, came from there. Yeah.
Oh, that's where Hamlet came from.
Yeah.
I thought Hamlet came from Piglets.
That kind, yes. But the famous one, I mean.
Oh, the famous Hamlet, you mean to be or not to be? That is the question?
You said it.
Well, not originally. Shakespeare said Greta, I take it you're from Sweden, huh?
Yes, I am.
Are you married?
Yes, I am.
You have any little smorgasbord at home?
No, only the ones we eat.
Now, Smokey Stover, let's talk to you. Are you married?
Oh, yes, I am.
Some fireman. You burned your own bridges behind you. How long have you been a fireman?
About 3.5 months.
Oh, you're just a rookie, huh?
Yes, sir.
Do they let you fight the fires yet, or do they just let you play with matches?
No, they let us fight fires, and when we're not fighting fires, we go out on fire prevention once a week.
Now, do you learn how to be able to rush to a fire in a hurry?
Yes, you do. You have to jump out of bed in a sound sleep, put on your clothes, and you get on the fire truck, and your siren going, you're out of there in about 30 seconds.
You get out of the firehouse in 30 seconds?
About 30 seconds.
You mean that's if somebody sets fire to the firehouse?
Well, they usually have a long ring, and then you know it's a fire.
Uh-huh. Now, Greta, let's get back to you. Fenneman says you have an unusual occupation. What is it?
I'm an industrial designer. I design furniture and lens fixtures and pottery and textiles and houses.
Well, you got a good job. Anytime you get tired, you just take out your pencil and draw up a chair.
I do, all the time.
Now, what kind of furniture do you design?
I design modern furniture, and I get them and do the full-scale drawings ready for production.
That's very nice. Now, how about you, Smokey? Do you find all this talk about furniture pretty dull?
I think it's very interesting.
Oh, I forgot you're a fireman. Chop, chop, huh? Which furniture do you find easier to smash, the modern or the conventional?
Well, neither one. Actually, our job is to protect all the furniture in the house during a fire.
You mean you just carry that big axe around to open a can of beer? Well, I'd like to continue talking to you two, but now it's time for you to win some money. In just 1 minute, you're going to play a Bet Your Life for a chance at the $1,000 question. Folks, this is a big night on You Bet Your Life. Tonight, we're introducing for the first time the distinguished new 1953 DeSoto. As a DeSoto owner from way back, I can honestly say This 1953 DeSoto is the most beautiful car I've ever seen. Don't you think so, George?
Indeed it is, Groucho. Friends, I'd like you to try and picture the stunning new DeSoto. Close your eyes and imagine a sparkling new grille, gracefully leading to the beautiful and practical air vent hood. Now look down the hood until you come to DeSoto's huge new one-piece curved windshield with its tremendous area of distortion-free vision. Now come to the rear and see the truly dramatic sweep of the wide one-piece curving rear window. Look at the beautifully luxurious lines of its longer swept-back fenders and lower, wider deck lid. On the inside, the distinguished 1953 DeSoto is a magnificent blend of fashionable nylon upholstery and glamorous trim. But to fully appreciate it, you must see it. It is available in two great series, the mighty 160-horsepower Fire Dome V8 and the brilliant PowerMaster 6.
Folks, this distinguished new 1953 DeSoto is now on display at your DeSoto Plymouth dealers. So go see him tomorrow. And when you do, tell him Groucho sent you. All right, now let's see how you work together as a team. Here we go. Let's see how high I can build you $20. You selected foreign cities located on rivers. Is that right?
That's
Here's the first question. How much will you bet? And talk right up.
$19.
Do you think that's all right?
Right.
It's okay for me.
Okay. 19.
All right. The Russian city of Stalingrad is located on what river?
Volga.
That's right. The Volga.
Well, you're going to have $39.
How much have they got?
$39.
Now, remember, you're going for $1,000, right? Now, how much did this sum will you bet this time?
38.
Okay. All right, and what river is the city of Vienna located?
Oh, Donau.
Danube, that's right, the Blue Danube. You now have $77. And here's your third question. How much of the 77 are you going to try?
76.
Okay. The Chinese city of Nanking is on what river?
Yangtze.
The Yangtze is right.
You've now climbed to $153.
It means your last chance to beat the other couple. How much of the 153 are you going to risk?
All of it.
On what river do you find the city of Cairo, Egypt?
The Nile.
The Nile is right.
And you wind up with $306.
Put it there, kid. You're a very bright couple. Huh? Thanks and good luck to the DeSoto Plymouth dealers.
Groucho, just before we went on the air, our studio audience selected a junior high school girl, Miss Leslie Ann Green. Her partner is a businessman, Mr. R.P. Knoll. And here they are. Folks, please come in and meet Groucho Marx.
Well, welcome. Welcome, kids, for the to You Bet Your Life. Say the sacred word and divide $100. It's a common word, something you see every day. A businessman and a schoolgirl, eh? Now, let's see, Leslie Ann Green, is that you? You had the schoolgirl complexion, so I guess you're the schoolgirl, huh? Real peaches and cream, isn't she? Yeah? And Mr. Knoll, I don't mean to say you haven't got a schoolgirl complexion.
Thank you.
Only it's more like peaches and yogurt. How old are you, Leslie?
13.
13, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what is your age, Mr. Knoll?
52,
huh? What's your first name, Mr. Knoll?
Raleigh.
Really?
No, Raleigh.
You realize, of course, that we can be sued by Abbott and Costello. How do you spell it?
R-O-L-Y.
Oh, Roly. Can you pronounce it Roly?
Yes, sir.
I'll just call you Roly-Poly, eh? Where are you from, Raleigh?
Sedalia, Missouri.
Really? No, Raleigh. Well, what's your hometown, Leslie?
Well, I was born right here.
Funny, I didn't notice it. A lot of strange things going on around this show. What sort of work do you do, Roly?
I'm a senior partner in the firm of Knoll Beckendorf and Company.
Is that so? Well, congratulations. I must say I never heard of it.
That's not surprising.
What kind of a racket are you running?
We don't run a racket, Groucho. We're a firm of insurance managers, in which we set up insurance programs, manage company facilities, operate production agencies, operate a brokerage department, and carry on high-level conferences with various business executives about their insurance programs and otherwise.
Do they understand what you're talking about?
I always hope so.
I never understand what an insurance man talks about. The minute they start with, well, the 20-year endowment means that in the 13th year, you get $338 if you haven't died in the meantime, unless you have fire and theft and collision. By that time, my eyes are glazed or I'm tired asleep. Now, let's get back to you. What school do you attend, Raleigh? Nolly? Leslie, huh?
Emerson Junior High.
Emerson Junior High. Why did they call it Emerson? Was it named after Benjamin Franklin?
No, Ralph Waldo Emerson.
Has anything unusual happened to you at school, such as getting there on time?
Well, one time in school, there were some boys in the class, and they were making some funny noises with their mouths, and so...
Well, like what?
Well, they were going like this. And so they taught me how to do it. And so one time...
I think you do it very well. Would you give us a little more of that, Leslie? How do you do that? I like to learn.
Well, the teacher...
Let me see. How do you do that? Try it, and I'll try it. You might quit the insurance business.
I think I can master that, Groucho.
There's a fortune in this if you can get it. Let's all do it together, huh? Okay, one, two, three. Is this going to be mystifying on radio, huh? Well, that's very good. You saved me a lot. You spent your time well in there. You have much to do with the boys in school?
Well, no, because the teacher keeps her eye on us pretty much, so we don't really have too much to do with them.
That's unfortunate. How about on the way to school?
Well, the boys have their buses, and then the girls have theirs.
Why is it necessary to put the boys in one bus and the girls in another bus? What a ridiculous question.
The boys start showing off in front of the girls, and they start fighting, and make the bus driver nervous.
Why should the bus driver be nervous? Doesn't he carry a revolver? Good to know. Will you try that noise once more? Let's see you do it.
I'm getting better.
Say, you could go to high school. Now, Leslie, since you're here, maybe you can reassure some of the people of my generation who are a little doubtful about today's teenagers. What's your opinion of today's youngsters?
Oh, they have nothing to worry about.
A guarded statement, if I ever heard one. How do you spend your evenings, for example?
Oh, we have about 2 hours of homework and then watch TV.
And I don't need to worry, eh? Is my program popular with the intelligent, charming, younger set?
Well, I guess so, because all the boys go around wiggling their eyebrows like this the way you do.
Well, now I know why they have boy buses and girl buses. Well, you're a lovely couple, and I'd like to see you win a reasonable sum of money here tonight. You beat our other couples, and you'll get a chance at the $1,000 question. I can't tell you how much you have to win, but Mr. Fenneman is going to remind our listeners.
Greta Grossman and the fireman won $306, and the secret word is talk.
Here we go. Let's see how high I can build you $20. You selected initials of familiar organizations. Is that right? And you talk it over before you give me any answers on any of these questions. Here's your first question. How much would you bet?
$19.
All right. What do the initials CIO stand for? Talk it over.
CIO.
Take a stab if you don't know.
I don't know.
Well, time's up. Could I get the cameraman to give me the answer to this one? Congress of Industrial Organizations.
You now have $1.
All right. Remember, you don't get discouraged now. Let me go in for $1,000 tonight. How much of this buck are you going to bet this time?
We might as well bet
okay.
it
all.
All right, what do the initials WCTU stand for?
Women's Christian Temperance Union.
Women's Christian Temperance Union.
That's right, that's right. Now you got to hold on. Here's the big question. How much of the $2 are you going to go for?
Might as well shoot the work.
All right. All of it. What do the initials FCC stand for?
FCC. Federal Communications Commission.
That's right. Federal Communications. Here's your last chance to beat the other couples. You have $4. How much are you going to bet? All right. What do the initials AMA stand for?
American Medical Association.
That's right. That's right. I'm sorry. Nobody leaves here with $8. I'm going to give you one more question to bring it up to $25. And please, no coaching. Are you ready? Around what holiday do you receive Christmas cards?
Christmas.
Christmas is right. Thanks and good luck to the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers.
Well, Groucho,
welcome, youngsters. Oh, yeah.
No, wait a minute. Groucho, we have...
Welcome, youngsters.
We have an engaged couple for you now, Groucho.
Yeah, well, you lucky fellow, you.
Ms. Genevieve Capri and Mr. Donald W. Armstrong, come in and meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome, youngsters, for the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers. Say the secret word and divide $100. It's a common word, something you see every day. Let's see now. How do you pronounce that?
Capri.
Capri, that's a very pretty name. And Donald Armstrong, huh? That's a pretty name, too, isn't it? Yeah. I don't want you to feel bad. I think that's a lovely name. Where are you from, Don?
I'm a native.
You're a native? Well, you should have a ring in your nose. How do you like living in California?
I think it has everything.
Well, not quite. We haven't got King Farouk. Where are you from, Genevieve? Oh, Genevieve, sweet Genevieve.
I'm from Williamstown, about 15
Where?
Miles. Williamstown, New Jersey. It's about 15 miles.
Spell it.
WILLIAMSTOWN.
Not pronounce it.
Williamstown.
What happened to the L's? You knocked the L's out of that word. Can't you say Williamstown? Try it.
Williamstown.
Now, what did you move? She can't pronounce it.
Williamstown.
Is that why you left Williamstown? Where do you live now?
Glendale.
You said you lived in some weird places, haven't you, Jennifer? Why did you come to California from Philadelphia? You want to be with the pennant women?
No, I didn't really come exactly straight from... Philadelphia to Glendale.
Well, you can.
Yeah. Well, I took, went by, I went to New York, and then I went to Africa. I went to Siam, Bangkok, and Calcutta.
Don't you see what happens when somebody talks to the motorman? We get distracted. We get to make a left turn in the right place. Before you know it, you're in Bangkok. Well, let's have it. Why did you come to Glendale by way of Calcutta? Was the bridge out in Kansas City? My bridge was out once in Kansas City. Luckily, I knew a local dentist there, and he fixed me.
Well, my foster father has been collecting animals all over the world, and I used to go with him.
This sounds like a fascinating business. Did he collect monkeys?
Yes.
Oh. Rascally, monkey business. Don, what is your age?
23.
And how old are you, Genevieve?
27.
Well, you're not only attractive, but you're also honest, aren't you? Most unusual. Where did you meet Genevieve, Don?
I met her in New Orleans.
In New Orleans? You say you get around, Jenny.
I met her at the Ringling Brothers Circus.
Were you on exhibition there, Jenny?
No. Heavens, no.
He met you at a circus?
Yeah.
How come?
We had both gone to the circus to meet Dr. Henderson, the circus doctor. We both have a common interest in animals, and through the book that he had written, we decided to meet him.
What sort of work are you doing now, Genevieve?
I collect some wild animals, bring them to America.
You're not Frank Buckeye.
Not exactly. They do know me as Jungle Jenny in the animal world.
It doesn't seem possible that a wisp of a girl like you collecting animals, why, even I'm not afraid of you. By the way, what kind of animals do you collect? White mice?
I collect wild elephants, leopards, monkeys, pythons, boa constrictors.
You take one step near and I'll scream. Tell us about this wild animal collecting. How do you go about it?
Oh, I go to the foreign countries and contact native people there.
Have you had any close calls in animal hunting? I know I've had many close calls in my hunting career.
There was some
years ago. Could you tell us about one big lie?
Oh, this isn't a lie. I have the scars to show the time when I was attacked by the Black Panther.
Oh, let's see. Oh, boy, you really did get clawed, didn't you?
Yeah.
Did you capture the panther? Did you?
No, this animal was on board a ship, and the native people thought it was a tame one, but instead of being a tame one, they were letting out a black, ferocious one. So I ran to the cage and tried to rectify the error, and the animal's head and claw got caught by my force of this door down on the animal. And in doing so, it made him stronger than me, and he got his whole body out of the cage, and he turned like lightning and leaped for my throat. And I was just fortunate to have this board that I picked up that broke his leap at my throat, and he just knocked me down. And I thought, of course, he was going to continue running. Instead, he turned right back at me again, and I shoved my arm in his mouth, and then was when I thought that was it. And I thought, well, maybe if I relaxed, I would save my life, but if not, why, what's the difference? I was going to die anyway. And just then I did relax, the animal leaped away from me.
Now, what was he doing while all this was going on? He was reading that book by the doctor. Probably smoking a big cigar on the side of the tent or something. Have you ever caught a cheetah?
No.
No?
No.
We caught a cheetah in a poker game last night. Watching it with jelly. Don, apparently you've got a fiancé who's lived dangerously. How about you? What sort of work do you do?
I sell water.
I imagine it's soft water, isn't it?
Special kind.
You say you sell water? What kind of water?
A special kind.
Well, it better be. What kind of water?
I sell sparkless drinking water, artesian well water.
In the jungle?
No, right here in Los Angeles, bottled by the Sparkless Drinking Water Corporation.
So you're around selling this sparkless water and she's got her head in a leopard's mouth. Well, you're a nice couple, and I wish you lots of luck in your marriage and also in the jungle. Now you're going to play your bet your life. Run your 20 bucks into more than our other couples, and you'll get a chance at a $1,000 question. I can't tell you how much you have to win, but George is going to remind our listeners.
Greta Grossman and the firemen still lead with $306.
Here we go. Let's hear Hayden bet you $20. You selected sciences ending in ology as your category. Here's your first question. How much will you bet?
1975.
Ah. What is the science called that deals with both beneficial and harmful microbes?
Biology.
What do you say?
Oh.
All right, time's up. I'm sorry. Well, it's bacteriology.
Oh.
Should have known that in the doctor's book.
You now have 25 cents.
You got 25 cents. Remember, you're going for $1,000 tonight. Now, don't get discouraged. Here, how much of your 25 cents you going to bet this time?
24.
All right. What is the science called that deals with the nerves and the nervous system?
Oh, all the ideologies I know.
Why did you pick this
category? Is that kinesiology?
No, I'm sorry. This is neurology. Now you're down to 1 cent. Here's your third question. How much of the cent are you going to bet? Well, you're always on the cent in the jungle, aren't you?
Yeah.
Now you're on the cent here. What is the science called that deals with the life history of plants and animals?
Biology.
Biology is right.
Well, they wind up with 2 cents.
And that's only the third question.
Oh.
How much do they got?
Well, they have 2 cents.
Well, keep your 2 cents out of this. If you have a chance to beat the other couple, how much will you bet? How much?
2 cents.
All right. What is the science called that deals with the skin?
What was the
Take a stab if you don't know. Guess. Well, it's dermatology.
They went broke, Groucho.
Well, then nobody goes broke here. I'll give you one more question. Get this right and you get $25. Are you ready? From what animal do we get mink coats?
Mink.
Mink is right.
Well,
we just picked the wrong one.
Well, Groucho, this couple lost all their money, so that means that Greta Grossman and the fireman with $306 in just 1 minute get the chance at the DeSoto Plymouth $1,000 question.
Thanks, and good luck to the DeSoto Plymouth dealers. Right now, I'd like you to meet an attractive young lady with some news about a distinguished beauty.
This is Arlene Francis, and I want to tell you about what I think is the most beautiful new car ever designed. The distinguished, entirely new 1953 DeSoto, now on display at your DeSoto Plymouth dealers. The 1953 DeSoto is really magnificent, beautiful from its huge, one-piece curved windshield to the truly dramatic sweep of its wide, curving rear window. Wait till you see the new DeSoto styling with its longer swept-back fenders and lower, wider deck lid. It's beautiful. Inside, the new 1953 DeSoto is a masterpiece, rich and luxurious. They've taken handsome nylon upholstery and set it off with glamorous, harmonizing trim. Yes, distinguished is the word for the new 1953 DeSoto. The distinguished 1953 DeSoto is available in two great series, the mighty 160-horsepower Firedome V8 and the brilliant DeSoto Powermaster 6. See them tomorrow.
Here's Greta Grossman and the firemen, all set for the DeSoto Plymouth $1,000 question, Groucho.
Right in here. All right, here's a chance for you to win enough money to get yourself a whole smorgasbord for the firehouse. This is for $1,000. I'll give you 15 seconds to decide on a single answer between you. Think carefully and please no help from the audience. You ready? One of the biggest news stories of 1937 concerned the sinking of an American gunboat by the Japanese. The Yangtze River incident threatened to plunge us into war. For $1,000, what was the name of this ill-fated gunboat? All right, what's the answer you two have decided upon?
We wish we would know.
Well, I'm sorry. The correct answer is the Panay.
Thank
so that's there, P-A-N-A-Y. So that means the big question next week will be worth $1,500. Well, you lost the big money, but how much did they win the quiz, George?
$306 in the quiz.
That's not too bad. Congratulations and thanks to both of you and to all of our contestants on the show tonight. Thank you.
Be sure to tune in again next week at the same time for the Groucho Marx Show, when the big question will be worth $1,500. And don't miss Groucho's television show, also presented by the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers of America, now displaying the most beautiful car ever built, the distinguished 1953 DeSoto. See the beautiful new DeSoto tomorrow. And remember, all dealers who sell DeSoto also sell Plymouth, two great cars, both products of the Chrysler Corporation.
And when you drive in, tell them Groucho sent you. Good night, folks. And remember, see the 1953 DeSoto.
Folks, here's a reminder from the National Safety Council. Condition your car for winter conditions. You Bet Your Life, transcribed from Hollywood, is produced by John Goodell. Directed by Robert Dwan and Bernie Smith. Music by Jerry Fielding. This is George Fenneman signing off for the more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers from coast to coast.